Remembering how simple the practice is. Opening to whatever is here. Allowing. This aspect of allowing does require us to trust that mindfulness can meet what is arising. Trusting that we have the capacity for that mindfulness. And trusting the value of meeting whatever is arising. The value of recognizing experience as experience. Any experience. Every experience revealing can reveal its impermanent nature. It doesn't matter what the object is. And yet it does take trust to have that confidence that it is valuable to meet whatever is arising. Initially, we may not have that trust for ourselves. It may be that we're kind of borrowing the trust from a teacher or from words from the Buddha. A a Kalyanamita, a spiritual friend who says, it's possible, you can do it. And I hope to offer you that borrowing my confidence in you it's so precious and such an honor to sit and listen to you describe your practice. All of you are understanding things about the nature of experience. It's right in the heart of the retreat. And you've all touched into this capacity of this possibility of meeting just this. Sometimes we forget that. We touch into it, have a taste of that possibility, and we taste our own confidence in that, our own trust in our ability, our capacity, and then we forget. And doubt arises. And it is possible also to notice doubt as just another arising. And sometimes when we lose our direct touching into the confidence that we've tasted, we can remind ourselves that we have seen the possibility of just meeting what's here, reminding ourselves that we understand that value, maybe not in this moment, but it's like using a reflection to remind ourselves that we've tasted that in the past. And almost in this way, we can borrow that confidence from ourselves sometimes. Borrow wisdom that we've had before. and trusting the Dharma. The direction of the Dharma towards freedom, towards letting go of suffering. And again, you all have experienced this. You know the practice leads in this direction already. And yet sometimes it can help to remind ourselves through remembering how we've been transformed already by the practice. And we can take delight in that. Wholesome delight in the wisdom, the understanding. That we've already touched. And that delight can support us so sometimes trust is accessible. And sometimes it feels not so accessible. And yet we can always come back to just this simplicity. And remembering that mindfulness, the job of mindfulness, the job of right mindfulness is to meet experience with this curiosity and it knows how to do that job. So settling back. And letting mindfulness do its job.